Listening to the French Press Podcast, where we discuss events from our lives.
Welcome to the French Press Podcast. It is episode 474.
And it's Tuesday, March 26, 2024.
Unfortunately, this was Leighton's scheduled week to podcast, but he does have a sick family member, like pretty sick.
Yeah, in the hospital.
I mean, I think they're going to do okay, but yeah, pretty severe. So,
yep.
That's why he's not here. Jeff had something come up. He couldn't make it this week. So it's Nicholas and I. I sent a text to the group where Siri, it was the weirdest Siri mistake that I've ever seen Siri make. Let me first off read you the text message, and then you try to tell me, Nicholas, how you think
it should have actually read.
Well, not necessarily how it should have read. I think that's obvious enough. But what was happening that it kept on coming out the way
that I know it did. What it is. I think I know what it is.
Okay, we'll just wait. I'm going to read the text message.
Okay, read the text.
All right, this is what I want to one of my friends. Finding it here. Okay, here it was. It was the weekend that Carmen went away to Pennsylvania with some family members, a women's weekend getaway. And so I wanted to hang out with my buddy Johnny. So I pull up my phone, start texting, and I used the voice to text a lot.
Oh, so it's not even Siri.
Well, yeah, Siri's powering it.
Yeah, but it's through the Messenger app, though, correct? You're not, like, saying, hey, Siri, text so-and-so.
I didn't say, hey, Siri, but it is the same, like, engine behind it. Okay. Siri is powering that text no matter what,
okay.
Or those words.
Okay.
So I said, or this is what came out. Do you want to do something tonight? Do you want to do something tonight? Grab supper. Do you want to do something tonight? Grab supper, watch a movie. Do you want to do something tonight? Grab supper, watch a movie. I don't know why. Do you want to do something tonight? Grab supper, watch a movie. I don't know why text to speech keeps on repeating. Let me just tell you what was happening.
That's funny.
It was the weirdest thing. I was looking. I had the message open like this, and I had the little Siri thing there, and I was just starting to talk. And as soon I was trying to say, "Do you want to go out for supper tonight, or watch a movie, or do something?" And it would say part of it, and then as soon as I would pause, it would.
Repeat
that part again, and then as I was talking, it would add that part to it.
Oh, I thought maybe you were in a car, and as you were saying it, it kind of echoed throughout the car, thinking you're saying it twice.
No.
Oh.
No, it was the weirdest. It was definitely a serious glitch, and I saw it happen one other time, but I didn't send it that time. I think this time I just sent it on purpose because it was just so ridiculous.
That is funny.
Anyway. Well, this is our second time recording in our new studio.
Hey, you're right.
Thank you to Main Street Roasters for providing the space and the coffee today.
And the coffee.
So we're gonna talk about the coffee. And then you have a easy squeezy or easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Yep.
Where does it come from?
Where does it come from?
So, the coffee, and then we'll get to that.
Perfect. Actually, should we go back? Do we have any
Feedback?
Yeah, feedback.
You know, Facebook.
I hate
always being a complainer, but it's so business. It's almost impossible to use. That we don't even check.
I don't even.
And I'm not going to check today either.
There's like it says we do, but there's nothing. So I don't think that's true.
The best way, if you want to say something to us, send us an email, mail@frenchpresspodcast.com.
Oh, there's one. 19 hours ago, Charlene Pollard commented and said, totally agree with Nicholas about the Reese's Pieces. And for clarification, if you guys did not listen to last week's podcast, I talked about Reese's Pieces and how terrible they are, and they shouldn't be part of Reese's brand. Also, my wife, I just remember this now, she says that the correct way to say it is like, not Reese's, it's Reese's.
Reese's.
So she heard that from another podcast, so I don't know if it's true or not. My wife is normally right, so take that, everyone else. Anywho, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah.
We're going to get to the coffee.
Oh, yeah, coffee. Oh, yeah, I got the coffee. Ruben, what do you think the coffee is? In fact, I took a
I do taste, it's flavored coffee.
Yep, correct.
I think I taste some cinnamon.
Mmm.
I mean, I would say maybe cinnamon marshmallow might be my guess.
Mm, close.
What is it?
It's blueberry cinnamon.
Oh, okay.
So you got the cinnamon right, but it's blueberry. If you smell it, it smells like blueberry.
Oh, yeah. Yep, I smell it now.
Blueberry cinnamon crumble is a third. I don't know if it's like a under.
Well, a crumble, it's just a nice name to like sound like a dessert.
It is a medium roasted coffee with a fresh blueberry pie flavor and a warm cinnamon background.
Hmm. It is very good.
Do you add cinnamon to blueberry pie? I don't think you do.
I never have, but I've never made blueberry pie either.
Ruben, this is kind of off topic, but I was at someone's house on Sunday for lunch, and we had a pie. I've never had it before in my life, and it's my wife's dad's favorite pie. What's a typical dad pie? You probably don't even know what it is either.
Custard. You said you never had it before?
No.
Oh, weird.
I'm sure I've heard of it, but I never had it. Our dad probably loves it too.
I'm guessing it's that like ground cherry or something.
Close. Raisin cream pie.
Okay.
Have you had it?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think so.
Is it common?
No, it's definitely not common.
I've never heard of it.
I'm pretty sure, only grandmas are allowed to make
it. Yeah, I agree. Yep. She's a grandma that made it, so she's allowed to. This coffee's pretty good. It's not terrible, but I wouldn't want to drink it a lot.
Again, for a flavored coffee, it is really good. But yeah, I wouldn't want to wake up to it 5 days in a row.
Yeah. It's got a weird aftertaste. And maybe that's just me.
I'm not sure. We're not going to give it a rating because
we can't.
We need three people.
Yep.
But we are going to have a coupon code for you coming up shortly for buying your Main Street coffee.
Online. Yep. Like a 40% discount, maybe. Maybe 50. We depends.
Depends how well we negotiate.
Yeah.
Anyway, Nicholas, you mentioned easy squeeze.
Oh, yeah.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Easy squeezy lemon peasy.
No. It's easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Sorry.
Where
does it come
from? I haven't heard that term even used.
Really?
Well, let me finish. I'm still talking. I haven't heard that term used a whole lot in my life.
Okay.
And right now, I'm just trying to think who would have said it. And there's a guy at PWI called Brian Bontrager. And he is one guy, if I haven't heard him say it, I can picture him saying it.
Mm-hmm.
He's an older guy. He's probably in his early 60s, maybe late 50s. Definitely like has been around a while and always has like comments of wisdom. Like he's been through it.
He's been, yep.
He knows what's up.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think this saying, it's not in the common like language today. I mean, at least my friends don't say this. Do your friends say it?
Yeah, my coworker said it today. And I was
is your coworker your age?
27, 26.
Okay. And have you heard him, how many times have you heard him say it?
Once today.
Just today.
Just today, yeah.
And what about your other coworkers or other friends? Have you heard them say it?
No, not really.
But that's what I'm getting at. This is not...
It's not a...
I think this phrase, I think everyone's heard it, but it's definitely lost its popularity.
I think you're right.
And maybe we can bring it back, depending...
How?
If we learn, where does it come from?
Yes. Are you ready to hear it?
I am.
Okay. When I took a screenshot of the actual one that I found, I accidentally hit the wrong button, so my sound came on, and then I screenshotted it. So half of the words are kind of...
Well, can't you just go back to your browser?
I tried, but I can't find this exact one. It's a pop... I think it's popular. That's the word. Said that easy squeezy lemon squeezy...
Easy peasy easy, lemon squeezy.
See, I can't read it because it's covered up. Easy peasy lemon squeezy comes from a 1950 to 60s commercial, some word, for a British dish soap. And it's was lemon scented.
Okay.
And it was the saying was...
Like their slogan or...
Yeah, easy...
Peasy.
Lemon squeezy. Because it's a squeeze bottle it came in. And it's lemon
scented. I don't know if we've had a word or a phrase like this that's actually been a marketing slogan.
I know.
But that's really interesting.
it's stuck around for more than 50 years, 70 yeah. years.
That's pretty impressive. Obviously, yeah, I'm kind of curious what the brand, do you know what the brand is that started it?
It's British. All I know is British. I don't. Wow.
Do you have any slogan ideas, Nicholas, for Wakarusa Heavy Equipment that they could... that could stand around for 50 or 70 years?
Yeah, we are here. Now, how is it? We, W-H-E, like spelled W-H-E, we are here to help.
And that doesn't have a memorable ring to it.
No, it doesn't. I know.
I think it needs to be something that you can use for other things.
Other things, yeah.
Because I don't, I've never heard that term, easy squeezy, easy peasy lemon squeezy, never heard that used
for the actual,
about washing dishes.
Yeah, me neither.
But I have heard it used like that something is easy.
It's kind of like Kleenex is an actual brand.
Yeah.
But everyone calls Kleenexes Kleenexes. Yeah. Even though they're not. They're face tissues.
Yeah, face. Yeah.
Nose tissues. Right. Yeah. I don't know. I think it's the biggest thing is if your company, if you think good and people use that to use it for other things, you've made it.
Say that again.
If you have a company that people use that word or a term for everything, you have made it.
Yeah.
Except this dish soap. I don't think I've ever heard of this dish soap. I don't even know they're still in business. It's probably Dawn or some of that.
Did you see the brand name for it?
No. Oh. Dish soap called Squeezy. It was Squeezy is the brand. Squeezy. Which was lemon scented and packaged in a squeeze bottle, but while there was a product called Squeezy, pronounced like Squeezy, there is currently no firm evidence the brand ever used. Oh,
so now they're saying it's not true.
This is saying it's not true.
There's conflicting information.
There is conflicting.
That's the problem with the internet. You know,
I don't know.
So many people can say that it's true or it's not true, and you're still left not sure.
I don't know. Let's just pretend that it is true, and we'll just go with it. So. But I should look if they actually sell Squeezy. Do you think I can buy Squeezy dish soap? Nope, first thing it says Dawn. That's it. Dawn destroyed them and took over. All right, well, let's go on to the next thing. You got anything else? You have nothing. Did you bring nothing to the table today?
I had my Siri malfunction.
Oh, yeah, you did. Forget about that. So my next thing that I have, and I want people to respond and comment back, text us, our phone numbers, emails by
mail at frenchpresspodcast.com.
Yes, do that. At what age? So I have a brother-in-law that had a birthday today, and he's turning 21, and I didn't know him before he's my brother-in-law, so I've only known him for 3-4 years tops. At what age do you stop texting them personally and saying happy birthday? Or do you never start?
Well,
or is it just like a family thing?
I think it's just a family thing. I don't really text anyone happy birthday besides
Carmen.
Yeah, well, I tell her that. I don't text her that.
Oh, that's good.
I'm trying to. I get texts from my sisters when it's my birthday.
You do.
So you don't.
I did. I think Charlotte texted me, but I don't think Sadie did. So.
Well, it might have just been Charlotte.
You gotta step up your game, Sadie.
But I don't. I mean, I think the appropriate age is to text someone.
Yeah.
Is never, because by the time they have a phone,
it's too old.
They're too old.
I agree, actually. I agree 100%. Don't be offended if you don't get a text from me that it's your birthday and saying happy birthday.
Yeah.
I remember one time Lane texted me happy birthday, and that was years ago. And that was it.
You probably turned like 16.
It probably was. Probably like 16 or 17.
As far as getting gifts, I think that can be different. Because I might, if I think of a really good gift for someone,
mm-hmm.
I might save it for their birthday. Mm. But I wouldn't give them a gift every birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And then most of the times I wouldn't give them a gift.
Mm-hmm. So here's another predicament that I'm in. I have a first cousin, well, I'm pretty close to in age and in just close to in general. And we're kind of in the same general of or a genre of life. You know, we've got a wife, and I'm going to have two kids, but he's going to have one kid, so kind of the same. And we keep on getting gifts to each other, and they're getting more expensive as the years go on. At what point do we just stop? Like, do we just... Like, so he got me a DeWalt... I can't even think of it. Like a
drill.
No, not a drill. Like a table saw.
Okay.
And I don't know what those things cost, but I'm guessing it's over $100.
Oh, I'm sure.
Probably at least $100.
Yeah.
So...
I know, that is a tough question.
I give him something the same?
Well, yeah, you can't...
I can't go unreturned.
No. And actually, sorry, I take that back. There was maybe one other... Back to the birthday thing.
Yeah.
I've got... two cousins that have birthdays, or one cousin that has a birthday on the same day as me. So we do text each other, happy birthday.
You do?
Yeah.
Who is it?
Justin.
Justin Mass.
Kappa's Justin.
Word. When is your birthday?
February 10th.
Oh, wow. So it's literally like a month ago.
Yeah.
That shows you that I didn't text my brother. I don't think. Actually, I might have.
No, I don't. Well, I don't remember, actually.
That's okay. I don't know. I think, yeah, gifts, I do agree. Gifts, you could get gifts whenever you want to, but it doesn't have to be every time. But like the texting thing, there's so many birthdays. There's so many people I know. I'm so famous. How can I hit every single birthday? You know what I'm saying? At what time do you just stop?
Well, you can stop today.
Okay, I'm gonna.
But as far as the gifts thing, yeah, that is, you're in a
bad predicament.
No, it's just a little difficult. I guess, how did this start?
I don't even know.
What was the first gift you remember giving or getting?
I don't even know.
Well, what were the last few years?
Okay, the last year, he got me a sweatshirt. So I got him a sweatshirt.
Oh, so it's really jumped up. So it's going from like $25 to $100+.
Yeah, this.
So next
this,
year, you're thinking it's probably like close to $500.
This one was a big one. And you know what? As I'm thinking, I think I forgot his birthday, actually. I think I forgot to give him a gift. So I guess we're done.
Well, my suggestion was going to be, if you start giving a more vague gift, or just like cash.
Oh.
Because then it can get pretty boring, I think, just to like give a gift card to...
Yeah, you know, I don't like gift cards.
I know.
Or cash.
That's my point.
I want an actual gift.
So by giving like a gift card or cash, you kind of make it less special.
Mm-hmm.
And so over time, it'll kind of hopefully deteriorate.
I should, okay.
And maybe this is something that listeners can give some feedback on.
Yeah.
I guess the primary question is...
What do I do next year?
How do you break out of a gift-giving exchange, apart from doing the obvious thing and just talking with him and asking him if it's time to put this to bed?
We wouldn't do that.
What's an alternative way to kind of stop that habit or that... not really habit, but that routine or that...
Yeah. How to get out, but be in a nice way.
Yeah.
Maybe our listeners have been in that predicament and they've gotten out. They can tell me what not to do or what to do.
I tell you what, though, as I've gotten older, I've actually enjoyed giving and getting, I think, gifts more than I did when I was younger.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And maybe part of it is because it has been easy for me to be very last minute in getting gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Like Christmas is coming, and you know what day your party is or your exchange is, and yet for some reason... For me, getting gifts has just been easy to put off.
Oh, I know.
And so I think one thing that's has made it more enjoyable for me is just having a kind of a running list of gift ideas, and sometimes even for specific people.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, I struggle with Christmas gifts because I feel like it's so... We've gotten into this cycle where it's so you have to do it. And it's almost like, I can't think of the word.
Obligatory?
No, I don't even know what that means, so no.
It means like you feel obligated?
Yes, yes. Like, why can't we just...
Let me tell you a story. This last Christmas exchange with Carmen's family, mm-hmm. it was optional. Do you want to be in the gift
giving
or getting mm-hmm. or not? And this was 2 years ago or a year and a half ago now. So I said, no, I just don't want to be in it. And I didn't feel bad because someone else in the family also opted out. So there was two of us that opted out. Okay. I felt pretty good about it. Until the evening of gift exchanges were happening.
Oh.
And someone had the audacity to give us both gifts. And there we were sitting.
With your gifts.
With our gifts and nothing to give.
That's the kind of gifts I like. shoot. That is, yeah, that's.
But that gift actually changed my life.
Was it Carmen?
No. It was a bidet. And let me tell you, if you, this is a gift that you don't think you need, and you probably think you actually don't want it. But I'm telling you, it's not a gift to share with people as far as, you know, I wouldn't have it on a toilet that I would share with someone else.
Uh-huh.
Like, I wouldn't have it in the main toilet.
Mm-hmm.
But it is perfect, and just like it's amazing.
We thought about getting one too.
It's so special that whenever I go away on vacation, I really miss it.
Do you take it with you?
No, it's not portable. No, but I have thought about looking into a portable bidet. I've never Googled it. I'm not sure what would come up, or if there is something like that.
I'm sure there is. Oh, Ruben. No, me and my wife actually thought and talked about getting one.
Once you do it, I've never talked to someone who has
regretted it,
who has used it for a few weeks and wanted to get rid of it.
Yeah. It also saves in toilet paper. Save money.
Yeah. Because
you don't have to buy toilet paper near as much.
And they're not even expensive. I think the one that I got might have been, I mean, it was for sure less than $50. I think it might have been like $20.
Oh, wow.
I
mean, it's, okay.
I don't remember exactly.
Is it heated?
No, it's not heated.
Yeah, I need heated. I don't want to be surprised with some cold water.
Oh, you'll be surprised anyway.
I'm sure.
Anyway, I think that's it for today. Yeah. Next week, I expect Layton and Jeff to both be here. And hopefully we'll have an update from Layton, how things are going, stories are going. I know this for a fact, that he was basically up all night last night. Yeah.
Holy.
And he worked all day today. I passed him on the road on the way here, and he just looked like a zombie.
A zombie.
Actually, that's not true. But I did pass him on today, but he didn't
look like
that. He was driving so fast, I couldn't really see him.
Anyway. Oh, man.
So that's it for today's episode. Nicholas, what is the point?
The point is your slogans do matter. Point number one. Point number two, flavored coffee is good, but it's not good. That's all I got.
That's all you got. Okay. Well,
I don't. Oh.
We want points that can be really helpful and something
take
home with you.
Right. Okay. I got it. Point number three. If you are scared to not text someone happy birthday, don't be. Because they probably don't even know. They won't even know if you did or not. You know what I'm saying?
They won't even remember.
They won't even remember.
Because who can remember, if you got a text or not?
Exactly. That's all I got.
So that was point number three. Point number four is when you get a phone, it's time to stop texting happy birthday. Which means should never text happy birthday.
Yes. That's, never start.
That's just like a golden little nugget you can rule for life. The 13th rule for life you can take home.
Yeah.
And what's our word of the week?
Word of the week is squeezy.